David Corja, Ishmisha Joe Bollard. How falls your road with the air claw sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to our programme Sounds Irish, a programme of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A programme I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, and welcome to our programme Sounds Irish. Tá fáilte ar oibh, good air, Clár, Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Bollard, and I hope you can stay with me for the next 2 hours or so for all types, styles, and genre of Irish music. We have everything lined up for you on the programme this week, as well as some well-known favourites. Sometimes I feel a bit guilty that people may feel that I'm playing the same music over and over again, but it's requests from listeners. That's what I'm doing this week. I've got quite a few lined up requests this week. By the way, you have been told from the start that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I say, you can contact me at any time by email. joebollard2@aircom.net, joebollard and a figure 2 at eircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. As I said, we've got lots of requests. Well, we've quite a number of requests on this week's programme. We're starting off with, something lively. Let's start off something lively from Dermot O'Brien. Come on, let's tap our feet or clap our hands or nod our heads or whatever we do to keep time.
Oh, it seems like only yesterday I left the Culver cart, and on a ship from Edmonds Isle I landed in New York. There was nearly a friend to greet me, a stranger on the shore. Irish lip was with me, boys, and fortune came galore. But now I'm going back again to dear old Evans Isle. Friends will meet me on the quay and greet me with a smile. There's been so many I near forgot, I've been so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this to me will say, shake hands with your uncle, might be by, and here's your sister Kate. Sure, she's the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours and kiss the Collins all. You're as welcome as the flowers are made to dear old Donegal. Only Dame Miss McNamara and the leader of the band. Although we're small in number, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we go to funerals, we play the marching song. Oh, the drums go bang at the cymbals, clang at the horns, they blaze away. The cart repumps the old bassoon, and Doyle the pipes display. Hennessy, Tennessee, Duke is the flute, and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland boys, is back the mariner's band.
Thank you.
There he goes, marching out the door, accordion at the alert, and Dermot O'Brien, little medley to get us off on a lively start. But we're going to slow it down now. A gentle song, sung here by a very good friend of mine, Lorna Jane Murray, who hails from County Waterford. And she's singing a song that, well, we used to have a record of. And I say the word record because it was John McCormack. And I wonder how many Irish listeners listening to me on this programme this week had at some stage in their possession a John McCormack record, or even records. I can still hear the of the gramophone as growing up we had these John McCormack records. And this was one song that John McCormack used to sing. We had it on a record in our house, and as well as that, we had it on a record at school, because the school I went to was, well, it was run by Sisters of Charity. And they were, I think I've said it before on the programme, there were 13 nuns at the school, 12 of whom were Irish. So every Sunday evening after tea, and I use this word meaningfully, we were inflicted to listen to, well, 10, 11, 12-year-old children to scratchy records of John McCormack. But here, this is a beautiful song, so well sung by Lorna Jane Murray, Ben Bolt.
Don't you remember sweet Alice Ben Bolt? Sweet Alice with hair so brown, how she cried with delight when you gave her a smile, and she trembled with fear at your frown. In the old churchyard in a corner obscure and alone, they have laid a slab of granite so gray, and sweet Alice lies under the stone. They have laid a slab under the stone. And don't you remember the school Ben Bolt, and the master so kind and so true, and the now dry, and of all the friends who were schoolmates then, there's none left, Ben, but you and I. And of all the friends who were schoolmates then, there's none left, Ben, but you and I.
Now, I am aware that is not an Irish song, but it's so well sung by a wonderful Irish singer. That was Lorna Jane Murray and Ben Bolt. Now, it seems that Donegan came home from America, and his daughter came home with him. Now, the lads down in Ballyporeen hadn't seen the likes of this girl before. She was gorgeous, you see. And when the lads, they were all killing each other to get a date with her. So this guy, they went to a dance, and on the way home, he tried to steal a kiss, and they fell into the stream. Well, of course, you know the story. She was all made up to the nines, as my mother would say. And when she came out of the stream, all her makeup was off. And, well, she looked like something that the dog dragged in. Here's Brendan O'Dowda and Donegan's daughter.
When Donegan came from the States, himself and his daughter were seen parading the principal streets of beautiful Ballyporeen. Her cheeks were as red as a rose, her hair 'twas a beautiful brown, and the boys, I suppose, were as thick now as crows, all tied to the tail of her gown. There were short men and long men and weak men and strong men and right men and wrong men were all to be seen. But Donegan's daughter from over the water, she gave them no quarter in Ballyporeen. She sang the most beautiful songs of the words we had never a hint, for our fingers went hammer and tongs at a running accompaniment. Like a dog running after a rat, such scrimmaging never was heard. Then down went her claws like a modern cat when he leaps on the back of a bird. For at every party she sang them all 40, from Achillamorty to wearing the green. A Donegan's daughter from over the water, her 'twas little they taught her in Ballyporeen. The Garrities gave a big dance, the girls were all ribbons and tapes, but Miss Donegan gave them no chance with her perfectly wonderful shapes. And when she was taking the floor with a high-stepping bachelor boy, the rest of us scowled in the doorway and growled that was him we would surely destroy. There was kissing and squeezing and coaxing and teasing, and sure 'tis no reason such things should be seen. But Donegan's daughter from over the water, 'twas she made the slaughter in Ballyporeen. Coming home we were crossing a stream, I thought to beleaguer the bell. A struggle, a kiss and a scream, then into the river we fell. To me who could swim like a trout, she was only a trifling reverse. But when she came out, faith there wasn't much doubt, she was changed very much for the worse. For her roses had wilted, her wig it was tilted, the figure she'd built it was washed away clean. A Donegan's daughter from under the water, two pins would have bought her in Ballyporeen. There were short men and long men and weak men and strong men and right men and wrong men were all to be seen. But Donegan's daughter from over the water, she gave them no quarter in Ballyporeen.
Brendan O'Dowda telling us the sad but funny story of Donegan's daughter. Another one of those Percy French songs. An amazing songwriter Percy French was. Now, here we have John Kelly. I'm a big fan of John Kelly ever since I got a couple of his albums. I'm sure he's echoing the sentiments of all our listeners who've emigrated from Ireland and are living abroad.
Surrounded by water and legends and lore, torn by its battles for love life and war. Steeped in tradition, no country can claim. God bless you, Ireland, our life and our name. Sure, Ireland has been here since time, oh so long. Its rivers, its mountains, its stories and song. We've had our trouble, the world's had its too.
God bless you, Ireland.
The Irish love you. This land with its saints and its scholars and fame, with its proud sons of Erin, they brought us no shame. Plagued by the famine, depression severe, God bless you, Ireland, we love you so dear. Sure, Ireland has been here since time, oh so long. Its rivers, its mountains, its stories and song. We've had our trouble, the world's had its too.
God bless you, Ireland.
The Irish love you.
God bless you, Ireland. The Irish love you.
Gentle song there from John Kelly. Hasn't he got a great voice? And I love the arrangement on that was God Bless You, Ireland. Now, I spent 7 very happy years in Mayo, and it's one of my favourite places in Ireland. It's well known for its lovely rivers and lakes. And it's here also that many people come from all over the world, as far afield as Japan and China and America, to fish. Now, I mean fish with rod and hook and line. There's some beautiful lakes in Mayo, and of course the River Moy, on which Ballina, the main town in the county, is situated. And then of course there are towns like Castlebar and Westport. Unfortunately, the famine of 1848 hit the west of Ireland really hard, and many people had to leave their homes in Galway, Clare and Mayo to make lives for themselves elsewhere. And therefore, the population on the west coast of Ireland, well, it has recovered now, but it took many, many years to recover. People went away, as I say, to America, to Australia, to make life, to send money home for the farmers, because, well, the main diet of the population in those days was potatoes, and a huge blight struck the potato crop from about 1846 to 1850, I think. It was really bad, and people emigrated. Here's Pat Ely telling us all about the boys from the County Mayo.
Far away from the land of the shamrock and heather, in search of a living as exiles we roam. But whenever we chance to assemble together, we think of the place where we once had a home. Those homes are destroyed and our soil confiscated, the hand of the tyrant brought plunder and woe. The fires are now quenched and our hearts desolated, in our once happy homes in the County Mayo. So boys, link together in all kinds of weather, don't show the white feather wherever you go.
be like a brother and love one another, like the true-hearted men from the County Mayo. Long years have since passed with our hearts full of sorrow. The land of the shamrock we left far behind. But how we would like to go back there tomorrow, to the scenes of our youth which we still bear in mind. The days of our childhood, it's now we regret them. They cling to our memories wherever we go. And the friends of our youth, we will never forget them, for they too are exiles from the County Mayo. From Galway to Dublin, from Derry to Kerry, in Newport and Frisco and Boston also, in Pittsburgh, Chicago, Detroit and Toronto, they're stout-hearted men from the County Mayo. So boys, cling together in all kinds of weather. Don't show the white feather wherever you go. Be like a brother and love one another, like the true-hearted men from the County Mayo.
Now, Leitrim, I've always felt, is a bit of a, not a sad county, but it doesn't get the publicity and all the glamour that other counties get in Ireland. But it is a lovely county. It's well known for its sheep. It's a lovely county in my book. And as I said, doesn't get the recognition it should get. Here's Larry Cunningham. Now, Larry Cunningham tells us all about lovely Leitrim. And of course, the Shannon comes into it again because it starts way up there and up in County Cavan, actually, and goes right down to Limerick, but it passes through Leitrim. Here's Larry Cunningham.
Last night I had a pleasant dream. I woke up with a smile. I dreamt that I was back again in dear old Erin's Isle. I thought I saw Loch Allen's bands in the valleys down below. It was my lovely Leitrim where the Shannon waters flow. I stood enchanted by the scene of grandeur and I headed off for Kerry town before the dark of night. I passed Sheemore, that fairy hill where flowers widely grow. And I saw the grave of Finnmacoor where the Shannon waters flow. The next I saw was Fáinne town with her ancient abode, where the preaching of her holy monks re-echoes through her hall. I stood with reverence on the spot, reluctant for to go. From the town of saints and sages square, the Shannon waters flow. I have traveled far through these great lands, from the east on to the west. But of all the islands I have seen, I love my own the best. And if ever I return again, there's one place I will go. It will be to lovely Leitrim where the Shannon waters flow.
By the way, if you'd like to drop me an email, the address, well, you know well, if you're a regular Sounds Irish listener, it's joebollard2@aircom.net. J-O-E-B-O-L-L-A-R-D, and a figure 2, then at aircom.net. EIRCOM.NET. joebollard2@aircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. There's a lovely little town near Athlone in the county of Westmeath called Banagher. And we used to have a saying years ago, certainly when I lived down in the west of Ireland, I often heard them say, when people were sort of surprised about something, they'd say, well, that beats Banagher. In fact, here's Johnny McAvoy. He was born in Banagher, and he's telling us all about the town he left behind. We're in County Westmeath, and we're in Banagher.
Last night as I lay sleeping, a dream came to my mind about a place I loved so well, the town I left behind. Down the years I traveled to days so long ago. I swear to you, I never saw a face I didn't know. And sometimes when I'm lonesome, I think of where I'm from, on Cuba Street, where old friends meet, the Shannon where you smile. And I can see that old barn road, a turf pile to the sky. Oh, Banagher, you'll be my town until the day I die. Again I walked the Lusmer fields, where often I did stray. And once again I saw old friends, friends of yesterday. The Dolans and the Lunans, the Malans and the Rhines. What memories these names evoke of far off happy times. And sometimes when I'm lonesome, I think of where I'm from, on Cuba Street, where old friends meet, the Shannon where we swam. And I can see that old bog road with turf piled to the sky. Oh, Banagher, you'll be my town till the day I die. And round the town I wandered, I knew my way so well. And then I saw the old sports field, where first I'd learned to hurl. I heard the curlew's lonesome call across Callow still. I watched the crows fly round the ruins of Waller's Falling Mill. And sometimes when I'm lonesome, I think of where I'm from, on Cuba Street, where old friends meet, Shannon where we swam. And I can see
that old Bob wrote with turf piled to the sky. O'Connor, you'll be my town until the day I die. But now I'm in St. Louis, it's here I've made my home. I've watched my life drift slowly by, I've seen my children grow. And though this land's been good to me, and happiness I've found, just one more time I'd like to see the town I left. And sometime when I'm lonesome, I think of where I'm from. On Cuba Street, where old friends meet, the Shannon where we smile. And I can see that old Bob Road, with turf piled to the sky. O'Bannon, you'll be my town until the day I die. And I can see an old bog road with turf piled to the sky. O'Bannon, you'll be my town until the day I die.
Now we come to one of my favourite groups, Cherish the Ladies. It's Joni Madden and her friends. They're singing for us a song. It's not so much an Irish song. In fact, I think it was written about Salford in the northwest of England. But it could apply to Dublin or Cork or New York, LA, Sydney, Boston, anywhere. It's Dirty Old Town.
By the gasworks wall, dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed a boy by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting. Thank you. Love by the gasworks wall.